Yes! Welcome back, everybody, to the X1 Bros. This is your positive gaming and Xbox community, and it is good to be back. What a week it's been. It's been this, like, hot and cold tease. So at the beginning of the week, actually just breaking while we're on the toilet. While I was on the toilet.
No, that's cool. That's why we're a little late.
That's why we're a little late. It was me.
But like, it's good. You did say that.
Yeah,
it's
because
good.
While I was on the toilet, breaking news: the FTC appealed their denial by the judge. Good on the judge. The FTC's case was terrible, by the way. So they appealed it. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, whatever. And Justin denied FTC. So it looks like the deal's going through. Yeah. Activision Blizzard, it's happening. It's a thing. The FTC's case was so freaking weak, it wasn't even...
Sucks to suck.
Hey, get good. Also, then they...
It's a shame I'm paying for all that.
Yeah, then they took the head of the FTC before Congress, and she... We should watch it in our members' lounge and react to it. She got destroyed.
Oh.
Yeah. But I have a question for that. Did that actually do anything?
Destroying
people?
Yeah,
makes me feel good.
Well, yeah, I guess.
You know. It exposes them.
Yeah, but what actually happens, you know?
And it's all theater. Politics is theater.
It's theater with power.
It's theater with power. Huge shout out to Super Shocker, gifted 5 X1 Bros memberships. Thank you very much. Also saw a couple new people saying they haven't been to a live stream since the Mixer days.
Oh, right.
So welcome back, everybody. Thank you for being here. Yes, FTC. So Activision, Blizzard, it's coming.
You know what's coming to Xbox. Guys, you know what's really exciting about this is, first of all, I think Microsoft should really capitalize on this. What if,
yo,
and I've talked about this before, there's a whole realm of possibilities now. WoW subscription being a part of Game Pass, that would be huge. How many people would you get to try out World of Warcraft just by adding it to Game Pass?
So,
and the subscription would be on a part of your Game Pass membership.
So I'm with you on that.
That would be excellent.
I would love to see that. However, I don't think that's possible, and I've had my mind changed this week on that.
No, I think you're wrong.
Because Jez Corden over at Windows Central actually changed my mind on that. And it's very rarely that my mind has changed because I'm right about most things already.
Yeah, what do you say?
Yeah. He said that WoW subscription will never become a part of Game Pass because it's too much a part of their economic model. It's the foundation of their economic model for that game.
Yeah, but
it's why ESO, no other subscription game has the subscription piece has never been a part of Game Pass. For instance, ESO is one that he's talked about. There's another one that I forget, but because of the same reason.
Yeah,
but it's the subscription. Fallout 76.
Isn't their economic model now Microsoft's model?
Yeah, they could eat it, I'm sure, but you're eating a lot to do that.
Well, because, no, not really.
But here's the thing. ESO does, and just give, like, a boost or benefits for being part of Game Pass.
You can keep the subscription, but also add an incentive, like, hey, Game Pass Ultimate members play WoW for free, right? Now, here's the thing. How many subscription members would be like, oh, man, I'm paying $15 a month for World of Warcraft? Why don't I pay $15 a month and get World of Warcraft and the entire Game Pass? So you're still gaining.
And people that play World of Warcraft play nothing else.
Yeah.
So it's like a wash.
I'm not saying get rid of the subscription. You can keep it. Like, the Xbox is actually really good at that. Like, hey, you can buy Halo Infinite or you can subscribe to Game Pass.
I mean,
don't care.
The difference between like an ESO or a Fallout 76 and World of Warcraft is it's World of Warcraft. I mean, it may be worth eating it.
I mean, I would assume the same rule applies to all their games now because I would assume all future expansions available on Game Pass, or would that count as like DLC maybe? So they don't put it on Game Pass. I think it would be putting World of Warcraft on Game Pass. I think would bump the numbers.
Play some WoW footage while we talk about WoW.
Okay. I really do.
Get us in the
and
mood.
The next thing, and I know everybody's going to disagree with me on this one. Well, not everybody, but the doubters.
Bringing
it to console.
Oh, it's
100%. And you're gonna say
it will come to console.
There's
no
two
doubt.
Reasons. There's two reasons people always tell me, you can't put it on a controller, Jordan. No, you can't. Final Fantasy already did it, right? Many games are doing it.
Lots of games
have done it. It's simple to do. No, there's too many abilities. No, Final Fantasy has just as many abilities, if not more. They do it just fine. And the next thing you'll say to me is you're like, what about the add-ons? And it's like, oh, well, I already have an opinion on add-ons. I actually don't think add-ons should be in the game. I think, but
you can't change that because they build the game around the add-ons now.
And that's the problem. That's a developer-created problem.
So what you're saying is Microsoft just saved WoW. That seems to be what you're saying.
I don't think... I think add-ons in the game are a shortcoming of the developer. I don't think the add-on... Especially, like, you're talking... Even Ian Hazzikostas, when they were talking about... Wrath of the Lich King Classic. They were talking about how they have to, like, what are they going to do when, like, ICC comes out? That's the final raid with the Lich King. Because there's one boss where basically, who was it? Was it the Blood Lady? Anyway. But basically you can make an add-on that does the mechanic for you, right? Like, that's not good gameplay.
Sure.
Or design. To be honest, the way you fix it, and this is where a lot of people are going to disagree with me and tell me I'm stupid, the way you fix it is by getting rid of them altogether.
Of boss fights require the boss,
and that add-on. That also is a
so how but
that is all that is a repercussion of how they develop the game. Now they develop the game with add-ons in mind, like
so. How they fix that then is they build their own version and put it into the game.
Well, yeah, add-ons are a shortcoming of the developer, right? What do you use add-ons for? Like you use add-ons to make your UI better, give you like deadly boss mods, for example. Why are things not telegraphed in the game? Why is World of Warcraft the only game, this dungeon right here, where they use a purple ability on the purple floor? Like what?
That's
why?
Funny. Yeah,
that makes no. If you know what I mean, like it's
this dungeon right here. Wow, yeah. How timely.
He's right. Wow. He's right. I mean, the game itself is. There's a lot of hard things to see, anyways.
Or this isn't a dungeon. I think this is the Evoker starting zone. But you know what dungeon I'm talking about?
It's I know in the exactly Azure, what Azure you're span. Talking about. They have the abilities that are the same color as the palette of the area.
And you're like,
and there's so much going on, anyways. It's hard to tell. What's going on?
I think add-ons have become such a like staple of World of Warcraft that you almost can't, like, don't get me wrong, I use add-ons in World of Warcraft because it's what you kind of have to do.
So
you know what I mean? Like
I think Jordan, then what you're saying is it's going to be a lot more complicated to do certain things.
I literally just turned and coughed at me.
What do you do? You know.
Yeah, it kind of threw me off. Like that's biological warfare right there, if I've ever seen it.
If I get sick now, I'm going to kill you.
Wow.
No, I don't think it's an overnight fix, right? I don't think you can just all of a sudden tomorrow come out and say, hey, all add-ons are gone. I think what you have to do...
I'm glad he was facing that direction.
Yeah, what the heck, man? I'm like,
how do you dodge that?
I'm just sitting here minding my own business. And Jordan turns and coughs on me. Did you forget I was here?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
like real quick, while we have that's nice for a break. Reactorly gifted 10x1 Bros subs. Thank you very or memberships rather. Thank you very much, Reactorly. He says, miss y'all. Silence 42 is here. I haven't seen Silence 42 in a hot minute. Welcome back, Silence 42. Evanias is here as well. He says it's back. It's nice to be back live. Always listened in the podcast form later, but live is great as well. So good to have everybody back. A lot of people are coming. We've been around for 10 years, guys, and a lot of people are coming back. It's good. It feels good. It feels good to see everybody again.
That's nuts how long we've been.
But it is nuts.
You watch our old shows, and I see a man that could like had the world at his fingertips. Mm. He hasn't realized what life will do to him. And now I'm like 40 pounds heavier and just I'm a chewed up piece of gum compared to what I used to look
and
like.
And we're still going.
And we're still going.
I think, here's the thing. I played vanilla. I jumped into vanilla for a little while.
Classic, yeah.
And when WoW comes to console, and here's the thing. I also think when they bring to console, it will come to PlayStation. It not only benefits them, but you'll get some sort of benefit, whether that's subscription. I don't know that it will be, but maybe, Jordan, you make a great point. Or it's just a bonus. You get some sort of bonus. Whatever the incentive is, including it in Game Pass, will be fantastic. And I'll jump in and play it. T-Bucks actually says, I hope they don't bring it back. It will reignite my addiction.
Well, I think WoW needs to make some changes before they bring it to console, add-ons being one of them. Because if you're playing on console without certain add-ons, you couldn't play at a high level.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's, well, I think World of Warcraft let it go too far. Like in the early days, it was kind of, it was almost like modding. Well, I mean, it is modding, But I don't know. It's just it's you cannot play the game. This is the thing about World of Warcraft. Imagine a brand new player, David. David's a brand new player coming to World of Warcraft. Mark actually just recently experienced this. How long did it take you studying and getting everything ready, add-ons, rotation, everything, before you actually played the game?
Probably several weeks.
Like, see what I mean? Like
several weeks.
Now imagine a new casual player, and I would say we are all above average gamers, right?
Yeah.
Imagine just like a casual player, like, oh yeah, I want to try that new dragon expansion. Looks fun. I want to try that out. They're not going to get into that. That's another one of WoW's issues, right? But I just, I think.
Actually, I think the dragon flight stuff that they threw in there is probably the funnest part of a new player's experience.
Yes.
Like flying.
Yeah.
Flying Gizmo around. I don't know what the dragon's
name. You know, hey, you can name him Gizmo. He's your dragon.
Just going through the loops. That was actually really fun.
Yeah.
I think that was probably their, let's make something fun and easy for people.
Yeah.
And that's, and then you just fly from like dragon coin to dragon coin or whatever those things are. You know.
So how huge? How huge? Think about this. We're going to get World of Warcraft. Mike Ybarra came out this week after the first FTC denial, before the second denial. After the first denial, and said, very stoked for Blizzard. Blizzard is the sleeping giant, has been the sleeping giant, but we're awake now. And I'm excited for the things that are coming. I can't wait. I can't wait. Does he bring back StarCraft? Do we get a StarCraft 3?
That would be fantastic. I think here's the deal. I don't know how they retcon some things in the story. Cause I mean the game's old. It's over a decade old now, so, but that ending of that whole series, like the ending just was dumb. I'm just saying, it was stupid. What they should do is start from Brood War. Like make Brood War again. Just with today's tech and today and change it.
Like a Brood War remake?
Remaster? I wouldn't even call it just in that time period of the game.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I got you.
So like you're not remaking the game because an RTS it doesn't work. It wouldn't be the same. So, but I think they should take the Jim Raynor, that time period. I think that's the best part of the lore in the whole game is the Brood War phase. And I think you just make it in today's...
Yeah, because then you could cameo some of the favorite characters or whatever.
You could do it all. It would be so good.
Hearthstone? We're getting Hearthstone on console finally?
I feel like that's like the easiest port.
That's gotta be. It's on
maybe
literally
it's
every device.
Everybody's probably like, you know, hey, you're not a developer, you don't know, but I feel like it's not that hard to shift that over with the... Okay, I should say this. It's not that hard with the resources you have.
Yes.
Actually, yes. I think Hearthstone is your perfect case of putting the least amount of people to the most profitable game you can possibly do.
It really is.
Because, I mean, it is a great game, and that thing just prints money, and it's really nothing, like, it's nothing, like...
Yeah, then we also know they're working on some IPs that...
That survival game.
Scenes, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. Overwatch 2, whoop-de-doo. So, I mean, honestly...
Overwatch 2 became a... It became the min-maxing game. Like it wasn't at first, but they just kind of it's a super shame. It's a shame.
It's not just a shame. It's a super shame.
It's a super shame. It's a
super science shame.
Overwatch is a great game. I've loved it for years, and it's just I was really disappointed when Jeff Kaplan left. That's when you knew, like, it was like a
nail. It was in the coffin.
Yeah, but
although I did like the update, I mean, I wasn't diehard on the single player stuff.
I like how you called Overwatch 2 the update because that's what it was. I will be real. It's actually in a decent place right now. The problem is they turned off the faucet for 3 years, and then turned it back on, and that's all that happened. They basically tried to build up their battle pass stuff. And all that stuff. That's what happened. They just turned off the faucet, then had it build up. They build a dam, and all the water was now on top. And then now they're just trickling out what was built up.
How about this 3D thinking right here from T-Bucks? Give us World of StarCraft.
See, there's no other game that would be as good as that. Yeah, it would be phenomenal. Well, and the thing about fantasy versus sci-fi is I've said it a million times on the show. The only difference between the two is the walls are wood or the walls are metal.
Yeah, I think you actually have to. I think you actually have to stay in the fantasy sphere. I think Starfield is going to take the space.
Well, it's not the same
space path.
It's not that Starfield is a single player experience. I think. I mean, we're talking about an MMO. I think you could have both games succeed.
You know what I would like them to do?
Give it to me. What?
I would like them to do what Final Fantasy did and just blow up the world and have a whole new game.
Yeah. Yeah. Not going to happen.
Well, the thing is,
we don't have Grand Theft Auto 6
maybe.
Because of that
But
reason.
The thing is like, I wonder if it's a discussion to them, because I don't think World of Warcraft is necessarily bringing in new players. Of course, I'm sure there's people that try World of Warcraft, but I don't think it's bringing in new players.
Yeah, I would be a new player. I'm not coming.
I think there is so much in that game. Like, its success is almost its downfall.
Well,
like,
it's archaic.
So
I'll be perfectly honest. I think the MMO, World of Warcraft, created the MMO, first of its kind, one of a kind, style, mechanics, level up, grind, dungeons, etc. It's outdated now. Yeah. So when someone like me goes back, I don't give a shit. All I see is tediousness. And so it's really hard to hook me versus like when I jumped into a Guild Wars 2, that's all new to me, just like it was all new to everybody else. So I'm not in this. Everybody that I know that loves World of Warcraft, every single person played the OG World of Warcraft.
Or at least that era, right?
That Wrath era of the Lich King or someone like played World of like Warcraft that, yeah. in its prime. You're not converting my kids. If they're diehard gamers, will not play this World of Warcraft.
But David,
because they don't care.
But David,
yeah,
the people that do play World of Warcraft will pay out of their gizzards until they die.
Just keep this, and then just give us something new. I actually think it would be a whole different. Why has no other MMO been able to succeed at the same level that World of Warcraft has?
Well, because World of Warcraft, like, their formula works.
I would say it only works because it worked.
And I don't think that's
like, in other words, they're just hanging on to the same player base.
Yeah. Well, and I think like to the success of World of Warcraft, I think that's a very difficult question to answer, because when World of Warcraft was at its 10 million count, there was no other game to compete with it.
Like, yeah, that's
maybe you could say, was Final Fantasy 11 out at the time? Maybe, but like there wasn't Guild Wars. There was Guild Wars, but there wasn't Guild Wars 2, which was more of an MMO, because Guild Wars 1 was kind of an MMO, but not, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Active players as of May 2023, World of Warcraft has 1.1 million. Still huge, man. Active subscribers. You could say, instead of players, you could say subscribers. Mm-hmm. Giant.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not going anywhere. But again, I don't know that you're getting new blood. They would know their demographics for sure.
Well, see, and that's why I wonder what the internal discussion is. Like, because there's been like even really big streamers talk about like, what if World of Warcraft did what Final Fantasy did, where they scrapped the 1.0 version, they incorporated it into the lore, and then bam, a Realm Reborn type. You know, what if they did something like that?
Well, I think the new MMO...
It better be good, or you lose everybody. That's the risk.
Yeah.
But if it is good, it'll get everybody. So
maybe don't shut down these servers, just make a new game.
Well, yeah. But
the carrot on the stick is
yeah.
the continuation of, yeah.
You want, yeah, that's one of the choices they could make, but you don't want to kill the goose that lays the golden eggs. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, you wouldn't just shut that off.
That's you're not, because you still have Diablo Immortal. I mean, I think that subsidizes your entire company.
Yeah, that's true.
Can I mute him now?
He's not wrong, though.
Yeah, he's absolutely right.
Like, who knew? When we started this podcast about 10 years ago, who would have thought that at any point ever, basically every game we've ever played growing up would be now a part of the Xbox metaverse?
That's funny.
Universe.
Yeah.
So we now, going forward, get to cover... every game we love, every game we play. What else is left? Tarkov, please.
Well, is it like, are they still?
That one I love and I hate.
Yeah. What else is out there? Like prediction, you've heard it here first, everybody. I still believe that Sega is going to drop.
They're going to.
I do.
You mean Xbox is going to, or Microsoft's going to buy Sega.
Yeah, I think Sega will be wrapped into the fold here. You do that. And now I've got the Total War series. I've got Football Manager. I've got everything. What do I not have?
That's a big...
The only thing I don't have is Nintendo, but I'm fine with playing those differently. Yeah. Separately.
Does BlizzCon, is BlizzCon now going to be at the Microsoft event?
No, you keep that separate. You just continue those separately. Why not?
No, I'm really interested to see what happens to some of these Blizzard games. World of Warcraft in particular. I think it's possible to do all I said. I think there's some work involved when it comes to add-ons and
stuff. I think you give stuff, this game a giant bump.
Oh, 100%. Just by putting it on Game Pass alone, it gives it a bump.
Well, but also I'm being a little bit harsh and saying they're never going to get new players. You put it on a console, you're getting new players.
I think so, but the problem is you also got to... You got to revamp a new player experience. Like, it's just
experience is terrible.
Yeah.
It is. You have no idea what the hell is going on. You have to go to outside sources to figure out.
I would
out
say
anything.
The new player experience is worse than Destiny 2, and theirs is pretty bad.
So, is Destiny 2 the modern MMO? Like, your style? Or no? Is that not really a true MMO? That's a looter shooter. That's a separate genre, just a different kind of a spinoff. Yeah. Is Black, what is the closest, is Black Desert Online the most modern-esque MMO? And it fails because it's Korean. And by that I mean you reach a point where you just have to pay money.
Yeah. Okay, I get what you're saying, but
yeah.
I don't know if that's a fail on the developer side.
I think there's three traditional style MMOs that are in the market, and all three I think are doing well.
Give it to me.
World of Warcraft, Final Fantasy, and Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
And Elder Scrolls, I would say, is...
The lamest?
Well, no. It's like, it's the most different from the two. But I think it still kind of roots itself in like a traditional style of MMO.
I try to get back into ESO, and it angers me that I can't.
David, here's the deal, though.
It does.
You are the type
fickle?
Of...
I'm fickle.
You're the type of gamer that... wants to you're the, if you go to a restaurant, you're the type of person that wants to try everything. You want to try this, you want to try this, you want to try this.
Portion sizes, baby.
MMOs portion sizes. Are you're getting the steak and that's it. You know, you're getting one thing. And what I'm trying to say is you're the type of gamer that would be like, I don't want to invest this time into this game, so I'll try it and then I don't like it, I'm moving on.
I'm investing time into Diablo. I love that. I love the game.
Diablo is not an MMO.
It's a multiplayer game.
And when you finish...
I invested lots of time into Guild Wars. ESO, I capped that out.
Yeah, that was a different time. You had a lot less responsibilities. You had a lot more time on your hands.
That's true.
I think you're right now... I don't think you're an MMO player.
Not in an MMO place in my life.
But you want to be. I can tell that you want to.
I have this itch. I want to be in a world that just accepts me for me.
Yeah. You want a role-playing game that
lets me play all the time.
Yeah.
There is something absolutely amazing about the experience of going in with 30 people.
Yeah.
And seeing your friend run up and charge. You know, like when Jordan's a tank and then I'm sitting back and he initiates the fight that 25 other people that I don't know get excited, you know, and run in. It's just, it really is a fun experience. That's what World of Warcraft brings.
Then single-handedly taking down bosses because the group like won't listen.
Yeah, we're in a raid. We're in a raid.
Like, listen, guys. There's 30 people. Well, explained what to do. I told you like four times.
And only five of us are doing what we're supposed to do. I mean, that's every game. I mean, that's Overwatch.
Yeah, there it is.
So no one's on the payload.
I'll do it.
So Microsoft has commented about the appeal. Let's read that comment. But before we do, if you haven't yet... Scroll down. If you're listening, if you're watching, scroll down. Click on Mr. McSpicy's channel, Know Your Game. You dropped Sea of Thieves this week. Fascinating. And Battlefield.
Yeah. And Battlefield, yes.
Sea of Thieves. Battlefield.
You want to talk about a game that blows my mind at their how many players they have? Sea of Thieves in, I think it was January 2021, it's 2022. They said that they have 30 million players. 30 wow. million.
That's wow. more than World of Warcraft.
That's, well, they're not active, but
yeah.
But they have
unique users.
They're healthy, dude.
30 million. Oh, they're doing.
They're super healthy.
They're super good, yeah. So, yeah, I dropped that, and then I also dropped Battlefield 2042, which is really funny because I realized that no one cares about that game still. But I feel like that's one of my best episodes because it was actually super fascinating to see a game come out and see all the talent that's building that game, and then to see why it it just launched terribly. Bugs and everything. Mm-hmm. It's just, you see from looking at a game that launched a year ago or more, and then seeing where they've come, you know, a lot of people are saying the reason I chose that game is someone, I'm sorry, I can't remember your name in chat or in the comments of my videos, but they're saying, try Battlefield 2042. It's in a really good place right now. And it's like, oh, okay, yep. let's check it out. And it actually is. And I'm probably going to be downloading that right after I finish Final Fantasy.
I'll play it with you.
Yeah, it looks like it's in a really good place. So, but we're not at that phase yet with the world because no one wants to watch that video. I'm learning. So
yeah, but if you haven't yet, go check it out. Again, it is in the podcast link. It's Mr. McSpicy's new channel, Know Your Game, where he reviews and goes over in depth all of the information and all the games you've come to love. Also, if you're looking for daily news and opinion, X1 the Gamer. That's me. In case you're wondering, X1 the Gamer, youtube.com/X1 the Gamer. Things are getting spicy over there as well. I might be X1 the Spice. X1 the Spicy.
Yeah, I'm the Gamer and you're the Spicy.
I'm the Spicy Spice. So go check those out. You can also follow Jordan's channel, onlyfans.com/JordanTheMan.
Can Jordan, would you make an OnlyFans channel? You should just play chess with yourself.
No, you should do. You should legit do an OnlyFans channel where you just play video games.
Yeah, World of Warcraft.
Because that's what OnlyFans initially started as, like a Patreon.
And give my complaints about World of Warcraft.
And just, just
although, to be fair, the latest Dragonflight expansion is really good. Like, they did a good job with it. Even Mark liked it.
I really like it. There are things that I don't like with. I don't want to get into it, but I think it's fun.
Very interested to see what Microsoft and Blizzard do with World of Warcraft going forward. Now that it's a part of, or almost a part of the family.
No, it's there. Here's what Microsoft said. Just dropping. We appreciate the Ninth Circuit's swift response denying the mother effers at FTC. Just
kidding. They should say it. Why not?
Response denying the FTC's motion to further delay the deal. This brings us another step closer to the finish line in this marathon of global regulatory reviews.
Then at the end,
Brad Smith, say, vice chair of president at Microsoft.
It should say CMA. What are you thinking?
Yeah, now ball is in how, basically.
Do you think the CMA feels stupid now?
Yeah, the FTC, I think, screwed over the CMA. I think the FTC was in bed with the CMA and influencing them to say, hey, you guys do this, we'll do this, we'll take them down. And the CMA did it, got drilled by their own government, got drilled by the press, by Microsoft, and then
by
the
gamers.
Then the FTC got destroyed in court. And CMA is left holding the bag. It's like, you know who the CMA is? CMA is like the less cool friend.
That follows the
and he's like, yeah, dude, hey, let's go do this. And then the cops come, pushes him in front
and then runs away.
And like the cop comes and the one guy runs away and the uncool friend that was just trying to be cool.
That's the CMA.
Is stuck with the bag and is the one that gets in trouble. That's the CMA.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's very exciting. Very, very exciting. To some sad news, dropping also today.
Sad, I guess, but respectable sad.
Respectable sad. Absolutely respectable sad. Major Nelson, also known as Larry Herb, or Larry Herb, also known as Major Nelson, said that he's stepping back. Here's the tweet that he dropped. He said, after 20 incredible years, I have decided to take a step back and work on the next chapter of my career. As I take a moment and think about all we have done together, I want to thank the millions of gamers around the world who've included me as part of their lives. He does say, P.S., the official Xbox podcast will be taking a hiatus this summer and we'll come back in a new format. Even PlayStation's social account, Twitter account, responded with a heart and a salute to Larry Herb. For those that are younger or for those that are just coming to the game here, Larry Herb is a pioneer in social media. Mm-hmm. He is the voice of Xbox. He came and started directly commenting with the community before that was even a thing. Now that's commonplace. That was not commonplace at the time.
Even achievements, trophies on PlayStation. I think we're He's the reason you have those as well.
Yeah, I think he did. Wasn't he one of the original idea? Like he create, you know, he had the idea of achievements and stuff. Yeah,
which I mean, a lot of people like that. I like that a lot.
So. Yeah, Ezra in chat says, "Do we think this is due to something at Xbox, Microsoft, or does he really just want to move on?" I think he really just wants to move on. He's been doing it a long time. He is basically an independent. Like he, to my understanding, he owns the podcast. He owns the website. Like yeah,
he's
all
kind of
his.
Independent from them. Isn't
yeah,
he?
He's yeah, a part, but also on his own. I think he's just ready to move on to something else. Yeah.
No, he's. You guys remember Major's Minute?
I do.
Way yes, back yeah. in the, I think yeah. that was the 360.
Yes.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take a drink.
That was cool.
Good time. I, over on my channel, was talking about this earlier today, and I was reminiscing. And for those here, even here on the show, may not know. We've had Major Nelson on this show. Major Nelson has come on the X1 Bros. And when we had no business having him on, really.
Yeah, he was a really nice guy.
We were nervous.
I was very nervous.
Yeah.
And he was so down to earth, because we've had other people in the gaming industry on. Some people were not great behind the scenes, very abrupt and socially awkward. Mm. We won't name names. But Major Nelson was not gracious.
He was a very nice person.
Yeah, he didn't know us from Adam, decided to come on the show, said, "Hey, I've got a hard stop at this time." We were talking to him.
Before the show, he said, "I have a hard stop. I got to leave at this specific time."
Yeah, so I'm keeping track. We're talking to him, having fun recording the podcast. And I said, "Hey, well, I know it's time for you to go, Major Nelson. Thank you for coming on." And he stopped us and said, "Well, actually, let's keep going. I've got a lot more time left." And we just talked for what? Another 45 minutes, an hour?
Yeah, he was really nice. Started asking us questions.
Yeah.
I remember he asked me what I was excited for Halo 5. And it's kind of ironic now, because at the time I was excited for the new Warzone thing that they were releasing.
Yeah.
You know, because it was like the PvE, PvP thing. And
yeah.
And now here we
How'd
are.
How'd that work out for you?
I mean, it was one of those things, like it was fun for like a week.
It was cool when it
and
first
you
dropped.
Remember the see, cards, And then too? You just started to see the flaws.
You're like, wait, this isn't as cool as I thought.
Yeah, you're like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, wait the minute. Honeymoon phase
yeah, but Major Nelson,
ended quickly.
Major Nelson, the man, the myth, the legend.
I mean, yeah, when they talk about Xbox, it's Master Chief, Marcus Fenix, and Major Nelson.
My SEO is on him. Our SEO is on point, Spicy. Absolutely.
What's
that? So Spicy typed in Major Nelson Xbox, and like three of the top six videos were ours.
That's pretty
our,
good.
Our SEO is on point. It's so good. AOG Wardog, just want to celebrate. He's been a member for 32 months. Thank you very much, AOG, for the membership. He says, "Yo, what is going on, bros? Been a bit. Hope your Friday is going well. Crazy news about the Major. Glad to see you guys hanging in there." Thank you, AOG Wardog. For anybody that would like to support the show, you can do so right here on YouTube by hitting that membership button, and you get a loyalty badge. You get to support the show. And it's and you get access, by the way, to our members only lounge, which this is today. It's today after the show, members only. It gets spicy today. I believe I'm going to explain to you why James Bond is actually better than Ethan Hunt, even though I think it's two against one. It's going to get hot.
Your argument's stupid.
It's going to get hot and heated.
Actually, I don't even know if you can have an argument. I said it before. I know we'll talk about it later. One character is false. It's fiction. One is a real person. Ethan Hunt.
Yeah, but the problem with that is one is still better than the other.
it doesn't
solve.
You're spitting fake news, man.
It doesn't solve for X.
We'll talk about it at the members.
Yeah, join us. You get redirected straight from this show. If you miss it, you can always go back to YouTube, sign in, and if you're a member, you get access to that members only show. So, Major Nelson, though, sad day.
Yeah, I wonder what he's doing next. Although I know, doesn't he have a young?
This just in. Hired by the FTC, Major Nelson.
That would be funny.
yeah, that would.
No, I know. Doesn't kidding. He have a? He has a young child. Maybe he just wants to go home and be a dad for a while. Because I'm sure his job was actually very busy.
Oh yeah, he's probably busy.
Traveled
busy
all the time. Yeah, had to deal with a lot of stuff. And,
Yep.
So congrats to him.
Yeah.
Good luck. We'll miss you. I think he'll still be apparently it's still going to do some form of the podcast. That's what I got from that, right?
I don't know.
No, like, I think it's coming back
in a new format because it's...
Because he's not going to be there.
He's not going to be there. Exactly. I think that's exactly
it. Okay, well, we'll miss you. Thanks for all you did. How's that, David?
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, we'll miss you, dude.
We sure will. I think that's it. Did we talk about Stray, by the way, coming to Xbox? How excited? Spicy, your wife is a big cat lady. She loves cats. She loves animals. She's an animal person.
She loves animals. That was like...
Stray.
The cat lady. That's like the... Is that offensive?
I'm just going to get this out of the way.
I don't think so.
I will probably not play this game.
Why not?
Here, it just doesn't appeal to me.
I think it looks badass, dude. I hate cats. Actually, I don't really hate cats. Spicy's cats have warmed me up. Yeah. I'm allergic to them.
I don't know. I'm
allergic to cats, too, and I have them.
But.
I'm not saying it's a bad game or anything. No, I just don't think it's for me.
This looks cool, dude.
I just don't think it's for me.
Cyberpunk sneaking cat game? No wonder it was so huge.
Well, I guess you could say that.
With a robot pack on your back? What else do you need?
I don't know. It's not doing it for me. Maybe, I don't know. I don't even know if it would be, like, if it was a different animal, if it would do it for me.
What do you want? Like a sloth? Or
a goose?
I don't know.
Yeah. A goose?
Although there is that goose game. Maybe a goose. Hey, did you see that seal that stole that fisherman's fish? Seals are funny, man.
Seal that fisherman's fish. This just in. Did you see that seal that stole that fisherman's fish?
I saw it on
fish?
YouTube.
That
was funny.
That's funny.
How is nobody else excited for this? I think this looks freaking cool.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I saw a lot of streamers playing this a while ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't understand it, so I moved on.
I think it's literally just like a puzzle solver. As a cat.
My wife would love this game, actually.
See?
The cat lady?
The cat lady would love this. Instead of being Mrs. McSpicy, it should be Mrs. Cat Lady.
Mrs. Cat Lady. Because doesn't that, like, when you say cat lady, I think of an old lady with like 20 cats in her old house. That's what I envision. So I think there's like a negative.
Is derogatory?
Yeah, that's I'm offended for my wife.
Is a bird lady derogatory? When you say bird lady, I think of the pigeon lady from Home Alone.
Oh, well, I was literally about to say that. Yeah, and she has like the seeds on demand.
She seems nice, but there's poop all over her.
Yeah, she is nice. She's a nice person. She threw the seeds and told him to run.
Is she nice or is she a psychopath?
Actually,
psychopaths could be nice, though.
They usually are until they murder you.
Maybe that was her ulterior motive.
Until they feed you to their birds.
She's feeding the birds in homeless wear because she had a fight with her son. Right? Isn't that basically the gist?
Yeah, that's her origin story.
How about lady? Pigeon lady, if you're watching this, how about you just go to therapy?
Didn't the first homeless guy, which wasn't homeless but also dressed and looked homeless, have a fight with his son too? In the first one?
No, but he wasn't homeless. He was just outside shoveling the snow. That was like his hobby.
Actually, and that's got to be one of the most expensive houses, street house.
That house is huge.
I know.
He owns some money.
Yeah, okay. As a kid, you watch that and you're like, wow, what a nice house. And then as an adult, you're like, holy F, what? And they're flying everybody and their family to France?
How much do they make? They specifically said, remember they put the kids in coach and they all got first class?
Well, that's okay. That's just being a parent.
But even, do you know how much first class is to Europe?
No,
we're talking about like that's at least $100,000 vacation.
Yeah. I have searched the true story. I have searched what does Mr. McAllister do for a living many times in my life.
Isn't he like a financial stock guy?
I have no idea.
So because me and my wife searched it for a while, she is like a designs clothes, and that's why there's the mannequins in the house. And then I thought
How do you know this?
Because we looked it up.
He looked it up, man.
But
it's in the behind-the-scenes DVD.
She does something with clothes. That's why there's mannequins in the house. And then I want to say he was like something in the stock market or something like that. You know,
they're rich, though, dude. As a kid, you're just like enjoying like, oh, I wish someone broke into my house. Yeah. But then as an adult, you're like, holy shit, they're rich.
This house, they couldn't afford an alarm system?
That's a $100,000 vacation. Buying everyone's plane ticket.
And he's super chill about it.
Oh, and his brother's coming too. Yeah.
The dad's paying for everybody.
Yeah. And all the adults are in first class. Do you know how expensive that is?
And he wasn't worried that his garage was left open.
He was like, "Yeah,
I would be." I'm like even now I'm thinking, did I close the garage?
If people steal it, we can replace it. Yeah. That's when you know you're rich.
Yeah, when you just don't,
when you don't care
about your garage being open.
That's true. So Stray,
but he does care about money, because in Home Alone 2, he got mad that Kevin got ice cream for you know, in the hotel room service.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess he did pay thousand. What was that? You paid $6,000 in room service.
He'd be like, Dad, you just dropped $10,000 a seat. For the for my mean uncle. What are you talking about?
You know, when you watch Home Alone, because again, when my wife, because we watch it a lot around Christmas, like all the time, because my kids actually like it too. So we were talking about it. It's like,
great Christmas movie.
Yeah. It's like, could that happen? Like, you know, like we're thinking as parents, like, what if we forget a kid? The way the movie sets it up is actually very clever. Cause like when there's the whole pizza spilling incident, if you look closely, when they slide everything off the table, it's Kevin's ticket and passport. Because you would think, like, well, wait a minute, they have all the tickets. Wouldn't they notice that? But that's, like, it's actually really clever.
Well, how in the was, first one, like,
it's clever.
In the first one, they're just doing a count, and that kid, the annoying neighbor.
Yeah, and then
the thing, yeah.
I know. Well, this is back when they actually cared about writing and movies.
And the only reason I know that is because when we were on our Home Alone, like, journey of looking everything up, one of the questions on like, a forum or something somewhere was, like, this wouldn't happen because the ticket lady would say, hey, you have 10 tickets, but only 9 people. And then someone explained, no, if you look in scene this, at minute this, his ticket is actually thrown away with his passport. So that's why they don't know he's gone. It's like, yeah, it's interesting. And the camera specifically shows it. And you'll notice it now.
Mm. Yeah, attention to
detail. Is that a Chris Columbus movie?
Chris Columbus? The guy who discovered America?
No, the guy who's like really good with child actors.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Chris Columbus. Is that a Chris Columbus movie?
I don't know.
He did the first Harry Potter movie. He's done, I think he did Home Alone. I think it was a Chris Columbus movie.
Oh, I know. You know how, like, every year we have, like, Charlie Brown's Christmas play on whatever station? In, like, Norway or Iceland or something, they play Home Alone.
Yeah, he's known, like, because he's very good at, like, working with the schedules of, like, kid actors.
He understands
their children.
Who is, like, am I supposed, hold on, is Chris Columbus?
How do you not know who Chris Columbus is?
I'm supposed to know who
on
that
Columbus
guy is?
Day, I watch his movies.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what, yeah. Wait,
so there is
that's
a,
how I celebrate Christopher Columbus Day.
There, I just don't follow celebrities, so. You're telling me that Chris Columbus is that high of a celebrity that I should know who he is, and what he does is he's an agent for child actors?
No, he's not an agent. He's a director. But he usually directs like films with child actors because he understands how to work with them really well, and I guess he's very good with kids.
I probably should know who he is then. Because I'm showing my ignorance. I apologize.
Is
that what you want from me?
There's a ton of rules about like working with kids. Like, because they're young and you can't overwork them. And so, and like, I guess he's very good at doing that.
You
and he's
should
very
do a
good,
know
yeah,
your
so.
Movie.
Yeah. He sounds like a pedophile.
He did Harry Potter. He's not. He does good movies. Look up his, you guys have seen all of his movies. Look up his movie list. You've seen all of his movies.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not. I'm sure he's a really nice person.
He did
yeah.
Harry Potter.
It was a joke.
I think he did Harry Potter 1.
Definitely a joke.
So Daniel Radcliffe, we have him thank for Daniel Radcliffe.
Well, that's a casting issue, but yeah, I actually think
Macaulay Culkin was perfect for Home Alone.
Yeah.
Like, even watching it back, perfect.
I think Daniel
because
Radcliffe
was such
good
a huge
Harry
child
Potter.
Star, when you watch him now, he's like, he's kind of a weird dude, but it's because he got so famous at such a young age. Like, reality is not reality for him, right? But Daniel Radcliffe.
Have you seen some of the movies?
The most annoying person in the world.
Have you
I
not,
don't follow people, so
have you
I just
not
know
seen,
him from Harry
okay,
Potter.
Yeah, have you not seen the Weird Al movie?
I have seen the
Daniel
Weird Al
Radcliffe
movie.
Radcliffe was awesome in that movie.
I will say they probably could have gotten anyone and it would have been better. Like, I don't think he did a very good job in that movie.
I thought he was on.
But the source material was pretty awesome.
Okay. Let me preface
this. When they go to
with,
a polka party.
I'm sure Daniel Radcliffe is very, very nice. But I want to punch him in the face.
Why? Because he's the chosen one?
He seems annoying. He just seems like an annoying
Harry
human.
Potter's kind of annoying.
No, Harry Potter's nice.
With a little bit of arrogance.
Is he, though?
Yeah, that's why he has arrogant? To get slammed a few times.
So I don't know if Harry Potter's arrogant.
I think he's
an orphan. He can't be arrogant.
Yeah, that's impossible.
It's like impossible.
You can still be an orphan and not cool.
Wait, you're saying he's not cool now?
No. Yeah. I'm saying.
Wait, your story's changing.
I'm saying he has a hint of arrogance.
Does he, though?
Yeah, and then he's humbled by his friends.
Maybe.
I don't think he's humbled by his friends. I think he's humbled by Slytherin.
Ezra,
I think there's a difference there.
Ezra in chat says it correctly. He says, after he started doing his own movies, the real dude came out. Exactly. And that dude.
Yeah, but have you said, like, horns? That dude. That movie was annoying. Hilarious. Daniel, do you want to know what that movie was about?
Daniel Radcliffe as a kid seems like a cool kid. Daniel Radcliffe as an adult seems annoying.
I don't know. What has he done as an adult that he has, like, every movie I've seen with him in as an adult, he's in that, he's in a movie called Horns where he like slowly turns into the devil and grows horns.
Yeah, but
pretty funny.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's not a Christopher Columbus movie.
Yeah, but isn't that hilarious?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, not hilarious. Isn't that annoying?
No, it's hilarious. Yeah, I think it was supposed to be a scary movie, but it did not end up being
that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
It was hilarious. I don't think that had anything to do with the actors, though.
Who's been most successful? Hermione Granger? She's a good actress. What's her name?
You like hated her as Belle.
I don't. Okay. She can play Belle. It's my same problem with The Rock. I like The Rock, too. But you got to get a voiceover to sing. I'm sorry.
Daniel Radcliffe made me cheer for Voldemort.
That could be a t-shirt.
Although Voldemort went on to be and we can talk about this in the after show. Voldemort, Voldemort went on to be the head of 007.
That he did.
The head of 007?
Yeah, yes. M.
M.
Okay.
Yeah. M. Menene.
Wait, M?
M&M.
Yeah, isn't Voldemort. M? No, because after Skyfall, they get a new M.
All right. I don't.
Mark, you really need to catch up on your movies, your movie lore here.
I also don't know celebrities because I just don't care about those people.
It's lagging.
I really just, they don't care about me. I don't care about them.
But now,
so
you know, on Columbus Day in real life, you can watch Chris Columbus movies.
Truth. Yeah.
You like know all of his movies. You've seen them all.
I
know.
Yeah, I
do. One thing I do want to talk about before we get out of here, Halo. How about Halo Master Chief Collection?
Oh, with all the PC stuff?
Halo Combat Evolved, never before seen footage. So this is footage that they showed off on stage at Apple, if you remember. We were kids, so we don't. But we know it was Halo. And before Halo was a part of Xbox, what they were showing off in those demos and those scenes was never ended up making it to Halo Combat Evolved. They're coming back, and they're coming back in Halo Master Chief Collection.
Yeah.
I think that's freaking cool.
That is really cool for Master Chief Collection. I wonder, like, if they're just going to randomly incorporate it into the game or if they're going to have, like, deleted scenes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wait, so what's happening?
Because I don't think you can incorporate it into the main game because that would
maps.
Mess with your...
It's maps.
Oh, maps. Okay.
So they're adding maps that were never in the game and saying that
maps and
they
content.
Were going to be in the game.
Well, that content, maps and content. Content can mean anything.
Eight-player firefight, cutscene content. Cut content, it just says.
So and more of the lore?
That's what I wonder, because can you really mess with the lore?
Yeah, why not? You can do anything you want.
I guess you're right.
We're living in a multiverse world.
That's unfortunate.
Thank you. Yes. I think the multiverse is one of the biggest cop-outs.
Well,
I wouldn't call it a cop-out. It used to mean something.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, exactly. That's right there.
What did it used to mean?
It used to mean that you could get another good story in a graphic novel that you enjoy. It's like it's not the end of that series. It's just another episode, essentially.
It's like a different take on something.
Yeah, and I like that. Now it's like, you know.
Now different takes on things end up sucking. For example, Rings of Power, different take on Lord of the Rings, sucks.
Doesn't even make sense.
Halo TV show, way different take.
I will say, if you're gonna crash and burn like Rings of Power, which was terrible. Spicy, did you ever watch it? Did you watch it?
The Witcher season 3, different take on the books. Sucks.
I will say I do like Yennefer better in this season.
You know who I really feel bad for? Like, I wish him well. Yeah, I'm sorry. Like,
he got the short.
Yeah, because you're coming into something where everyone already doesn't like you. And I don't mean like don't like you, but like,
and
Henry Cavill is Geralt. You know what I mean?
The thing is, too, watching through season 3, so they're doing this, which I don't like. Also, stop doing this. Streaming services they're giving me 6 episodes.
Do you know why I think they're doing that?
And then they're waiting a month.
I think you have two.
And then they drop the other one, like Yellowstone just did that with their latest season. Stop it.
Stop it.
They're doing it so they can get 2 months worth of subscription.
I would rather you do what Amazon Prime has been doing and Disney does, one episode
and
a week.
Screwing over the shows.
And then giving me one episode.
I would rather do one episode a week. That way I just know I'll just wait to binge it all.
I figured they were doing it because they wanted to stretch out Henry Cavill.
Cavill. After watching this, so it's not bad, but also I can see why he's leaving. Like, I can definitely see.
Yeah, and Mark, you know more about the books than I do. You would definitely see why he's leaving.
Yeah.
And that writer that left too.
Yeah, they're making some, you can see the direction they're going, and you're like, oh, you guys want to make your own statements, I guess, in a world that has nothing to do with, hey, guess what, 20-year-old Gen Z writers? That's fiction. Stop making it reality, right?
Yeah, they don't.
Fiction stories don't have to meet your own preconceived notions about reality. Yeah. They're fiction. Just stick with the story.
Means not true.
Yeah. Like James Bond.
Guys, you want to know why I like Henry Cavill?
That was the fastest David went from laughing to having a straight. That was instantaneous. James Bond. I'm gonna argue about this.
Do you guys
after the show?
That's it.
Do you guys want to know something awesome about Henry Cavill?
Actually, I do like James Bond. I just think
And why he's kind of my hero.
I think he's a legit actor too.
Well, and he's like a legit cool person. So like models and stuff. So
he almost missed. Yeah.
So he missed the call from Zack Snyder for him to be Superman. Do you know why?
He's playing World of Warcraft
in a dungeon.
Yeah, he was raiding.
Yeah. Yeah. That's.
That's why the internet loves him.
Yeah. When he's like, when you listen to him in interviews, like, I mean, he's genuine, but like stuff he says, like he's not like, I think he genuinely loves The Witcher. Yeah, and I think you can see that in his interviews, and he's like, I think he's just as disappointed that they're going a different direction as we all are. Right?
No, he's so disappointed.
Yeah, he left.
Yeah. That was part of his contract, I think. He had him put it in writing. I can leave at any time if you guys screw the show up.
And then remember they like tried to say like, oh, he was terrible to work with. And everybody was like, no, he's not.
And then
the writer came out and was like, nah, it's actually in the writing room.
Yeah, you see interviews of one of the actresses. I don't know who it is. Whatever. But she's like, oh, it was so refreshing to actually work with somebody that liked the source material.
Oh yeah.
And then like they tried to get mad at him or something, and then like the one, because there's a writer that left that was like, yeah, they're in the writing room like making fun of the source material, like it's gonna be terrible, guys. And then he got fired too, and yeah, it was just, what is the world coming to, you know, when you got to take things I love and just destroy them.
I do feel bad for Liam Hemsworth though, because even let's say it's good, he's in a tricky situation.
And I like Liam. Thank you. Yeah. I like Liam Hemsworth.
Thor's brother.
In the movies that I've seen him in, which has been like Hunger Games.
That's it?
I know he's in other movies that I've probably seen, but when you think of the Hemsworth clan, you're generally thinking, I mean, look at, you have, if you look at Chris Hemsworth's career,
yeah,
he went from Kirk's dad to the God of Thunder to crazy awesome action hero.
Wait, what action movie is he in?
He's in that, what's it called? The, not The Escapist. What's it called? It's the new one on Netflix. Well, there is a new one on Netflix. The Extraction.
And he's in it.
Y'all, yeah, he's in it. I mean, it's an over the top. Like, it reminds you of like, yeah, it's 1990, and we're going to the movie theater to see an action movie.
Compared to John Wick 4,
they're completely different types of act. Like, this is over the top action. Like, yeah, but it's like the kind that you're like, yeah,
yeah, baby,
you know, yeah. So, I mean, Kirk's dad, God of Thunder, action hero.
I could appreciate that.
Can you imagine like the Thanksgiving dinner table at that house?
Is Keanu Reeves the best action star at the moment?
No, I would say best action current. We're not going overall, right? We're just current. I would say
Ethan Hunt.
Yeah, I would say Tom Cruise. No, Tom Cruise.
He's got a
not makeup. As an action.
Tom Cruise.
He does
all his movies are action.
What are you talking about? He doesn't do action. I literally watched a 15-minute video like 2 days ago of him jumping off of a cliff on a motorcycle.
Is Mission Impossible considered an action movie?
Why not?
Yes. Yes, it is.
In my opinion, there's action in that movie.
I would also consider like the Bourne movies being action
he's
movies.
He's always on a motorcycle doing crazy shiz, you know?
Yeah, but that doesn't make him an action star, like an action movie
How
guy.
Would he not? He is known for doing every stunt himself. Like
he is the action star. Mission Impossible
is considered an action movie.
Yeah, so he has all of those. Top Gun Maverick's an action movie.
Okay.
And he made them fly in real planes.
When I think of action movies, though, I think of, like, The Expendables.
Yeah.
Or Predator.
Yeah, those are 90s action movies, which is what...
Yeah, I got you pulling too many pencils. Dylan!
Die Hard. That's an action movie.
That's one of the greatest action movies and greatest also, Christmas
up
movies.
Up there, I think the one of the top three, at least, considered of all time... John Wick 4, dude. Have you seen it yet, Spicy?
No.
I haven't seen it yet either.
What?
I don't know why. I
own it on Amazon Prime.
You know what? I'm going to go see this weekend, though. I'd like to see the new Mission Impossible movie.
I'll go see it.
Dead Reckoning.
Yeah, I'll go
part one. You know there's going to be a cliffhanger on this one.
Yeah.
When they put part one in the title,
you're like,
part you one. Know there's going to be an ending.
Or they Marvel Avengers it, and part one's really, really good, and part two sucks.
Yeah, but I think Tom Cruise... knows what his fans want.
I agree with that 100%. Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
I think he says, all right, they want Maverick 2, but they want it not to suck.
Top Gun 2, right? But Maverick.
Top Gun 2.
Yeah.
But it is Maverick 2 as well.
It's called Maverick.
Yeah, okay.
It's called Maverick 2. And the movie is called Maverick.
Yeah.
Top Gun Maverick.
I know, but it is the story of Maverick.
Yeah. Do you think they could make a Maverick 2 with Mel Gibson?
A Maverick 2?
Yeah, you remember like Maverick? He throws the card.
Oh, yeah. That's
right. How'd you do it? Magic.
Yeah,
I believed.
That's a great movie.
That is a good one.
Is that how you got into poker?
Jodie Foster.
How did I get into poker?
It's probably Maverick.
It's probably Maverick. Probably that, yeah.
Or Rain Man. Well, also Tom Cruise.
Kmart sucks. Oh, man. So, best action?
Would you say Days of Thunder is an action movie?
Yeah, there's action in it. There's race car action.
What about Jerry Maguire?
I'm telling you guys.
No, that's a love story.
I'm telling you
but
guys.
But one that I like.
Because.
No, that's a drama. Yeah, that's a drama.
Yeah.
That's not an action movie.
You're right. Okay.
No, I'm telling you guys. John Wick 4. I didn't even watch the third one. So I was lost for 20 minutes. And then the action starts.
You watch John Wick 4 without watching John Wick 3?
Yeah, there's this whole desert scene at the beginning. And I'm like, why is he in the desert?
What is going on?
And then everyone tells me, oh,
yeah, because the way John...
I would never do that. How? What kind of place in your head, like what kind of state of mind were you in when you said, I'm going to skip John Wick 3?
It was a night out with my wife with no kids. Desperation. Okay. That's really what it was.
Because I would never take
that leap.
That
turned into one of the best...
You brought your kids to John Wick 4?
No. I was out of the house.
Like, hey,
now, kids.
Hey, raise your kids notes. The way you want to raise, but okay, I'm just saying.
Here's a pencil and here's some crayons.
Like,
now you draw what
look down. Don't look up. Don't look up. You look down at that coloring book. Parents are looking at us. You're bringing your kids to this? What?
I mean, I guess it's better than leaving them in the car like some people do, which is also not, you know, I would not suggest that.
No, it...
You never answered. Did you actually bring your kids?
No, they were home.
Okay, because you said a night out with the family.
No, a night out with the wife, away from the kids.
Yeah, like, yeah, John Wick. I mean, I get it.
I respect it, honestly. I now know what kind of mental state you're in, and I'm kind of cool with it.
Kids, today I'm going to teach you a lesson. I'm going to go watch John Wick 4.
If someone ever does this to our dog, you know exactly what to do.
Yeah. Yes.
I could never go see.
Yeah, that's like watching Return of the King and not seeing the other two, you know?
Well, and missing number two.
No, it's not because John Wicks are like.
How could you ever consider watching Return of the Jedi without watching, you know, episode five? How would you ever? How could you?
Because John Wick is super, is not so closely. I'm telling you, after 10 minutes of that movie.
I guess you're right. It ends up just being action.
Yeah,
you know what?
It's its own
point.
Movie.
There's probably 15 minutes of dialogue in that movie, right?
Yeah.
And then it's just like, and then it's
mean, the action.
To be fair, the entire premise of the John Wick series is based on his dog got killed.
Once the club scene
fighting starts.
Wub, 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 yeah. Wub, 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 wub.
You're hooked. You're sucked in. Okay. Okay.
You got that. Yeah, you got that clip.
After
music
he got
going.
Out of the desert and it caught me up to present day, I was like, oh.
Okay, yeah, oh, I guess.
His story makes sense.
He needs to kill these people.
It's a good time.
I would say Keanu Reeves is a like a good modern day action hero as well.
Yeah, he's an action star. John Wick.
I would even, I even like, I mean, I don't know if you would consider these modern, but like Matt Damon in the Bourne series, you know, I think he's a good action guy.
Yeah, I'm actually reading those books again. I'm currently in the middle of the Bourne Supremacy.
You know what? I'm going to watch the movies since you're reading the books.
Have you ever read the books?
No.
They are.
I did buy an audiobook of The Bourne Identity. Ended up being an abridged version. I spent $20 on something that was like 30 minutes.
That's why that book has one star. I know exactly what you're
yeah, and I was
about.
Like, well, that was an accident.
Was it like the Cliff Notes version?
It's just bad. I will say the books or the movies, I love the movies. Love the movies. The books destroy the movies. And it's not even the same story at all.
Yep. Is that
it's,
a case?
It's like so far apart that they are not even considered the same story.
So here's is that a case where like you're okay with the movie deviating from the source material?
The reason this is probably the only
is it
because
they respect the source material?
No, they don't. The only similarity is they're both good. That's the only similarity.
So what you're saying, and this actually makes sense, is you can change any story you want. It just has to be good.
It just can't have an agenda or some weird shiz that they're going on, you know, in the, I don't know, just.
You know what the agenda was in The Bourne Identity? Taking out the people that took out his girlfriend.
Because okay. I'm reading.
That's not at all. The most of the Bourne books takes place in Asia.
Oh, interesting.
A lot of it.
Well, they go to Russia. Even, you know, they're close.
And I will tell you, if you have not read the books, read the books. They are amazing.
I'll have to. Yeah, I'll add it
so
to the list. Yeah.
Yeah, and I still got like the tapes from like the 90s.
Yeah, that you put in your car.
Yeah, it's really good.
Let's do some Super Chats shout out.
Super Chats. If you guys want to know what a member only stream is like after the actual podcast, I think the last 30 minutes is what.
Yeah.
You want a super chat?
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for leaving a super chat.
That's what David did when the FTC news broke.
Holy super chat.
He did a super chat, and the FTC got banned.
First one's from Beast. He says, be one of us. Join the community. Beast has been Master Chief for 36 months. All right. Thank you, Beast. Evan Nias. Welcome to Tier 1 Wingman status. He joined us as Wingman status, Evan Nias.
That's his third. Yeah, that's they're both 36 months, right?
No, 36 months. Beast is 36 months. T-Bucks is 34 months. He says, I'm actually shatting right now.
That's a three-year marker, man.
Psychotic is also 36 months. Tier 4 Atriox, he says, just got off work and listening while driving home. Keep up the great work. Also, where is Jordan's channel?
He's got to start an OnlyFans.
The name of your channel should be Super Chat.
Super Chat with Jordan the Man.
Super Chat.
Yeah, are we going to do that? Anybody can ask me a question with the fire
actually,
in the background.
I don't think I've checked the mail in the P.O. box. I got to go check it out.
And we got to check it out.
If anything like, was we'll sent. Get a sword letter opener.
Dark Knight has been tier one for 36 months as well.
All right.
He says, what the shat, man? What a show. It's true. Hey, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, we do have the members only lounge right after this, so don't go anywhere. If you're here live, you want to join us, you will be redirected. If you got to go somewhere, you're listening in, come watch After the Fact over on YouTube, youtube.com/X1Bros. Member show, if you're a member, we'll be there. It will be available to you. And it will be good.
I was going to say the show is much more relaxed after the show, but that was the last half hour. We just shat the shit.
Have a good week, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Oh, man. Bye.